Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa Boys basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold after a couple games from this past week. Coach, well, actually a trio of games from this past week as they guys had a makeup game against Pleasant Ridge. But we'll start off with your guys' game against ACCHS. This is a high-scoring game. You guys fall 76-59. Your thoughts on that one?
Just couldn't get stops when we needed them. And they're, you know, they're good. They're athletic. They get to the rim, they rebound, and then they get out and they run. And, you know, we just, too many times we had, you know, what I always call brain farts on defense. And, you know, against a team like that, if you do that, they're going to make you pay. And, you know, offensively, we did pretty well for us. It's just we didn't get the stops when we needed them.
And then after that, on the 20th, you guys take on Pleasant Ridge, a makeup game. Twice removed, you guys have been trying to play the game for a while now, but you guys fall on that one to 50-49. Your thoughts on that one?
Honestly, we just mistakes. We dug ourselves a hole early, and then we did a really good job of coming back and got it within two, and then just did not take care of the ball. You know, we ended up with 27 turnovers, and, you know, against a team like that that can shoot, you give them that many more chances, they're going to make you pay, and ultimately that's what it came down to.
And then last night, following the Jackson Heights on the road again, as we've been talking about how many games you've had to play on the road consecutively, following that one, 51-54, your thoughts on that game?
Kind of the same thing from the night before. You know, we got down early, I think it was 10-1, and then, you know, we came back and battled and kept ourselves in the game, but, you know, at the end we just couldn't get the stops when we needed them, and once again our turnovers, it, you know, right now it feels like when we turn it over it's at the worst time, and it usually ends up going the other way for 2 points, and that's really been what's killing us here lately.
So, Coach, you guys now take on a Horton team coming up, but it doesn't really have any significance in terms of sub-state or anything in that matter. So in terms of what you guys are trying to do in the game, what are some goals?
You know, honestly, told the guys last night, it's going to be our seniors' last night. So, you know, if nothing else, just try to send them out on a good note. Really trying to just get better at taking care of the basketball and doing what we need to on defense, and, you know, hopefully we can get those things fixed. You know, we'll be pretty solid, so we just, you know, move the ball offensively, rotate where we need to on defense, and see what happens, and hopefully get our seniors a win on their last home game.
And then, Coach, you guys will be taking on rather Wabunsee or St. Mary's coming up in the sub-state. What are some things that you're looking forward to in the sub-state tournament?
You know, we got nothing to lose. We're just going to go out and see what happens. You know, we're going to try to turn up the pressure on defense, and we get open shots, ready to shoot it, and, you know, see what happens. It looks like last I checked, we'll be playing Wabunsee. You know, they're long, athletic, they can shoot, so we're going to have to make sure we're focused in on the defensive end, and then offensively just moving the ball. You know, that's right now it feels like it's kind of sticking on the perimeter. If we can get back to where we're moving the ball, setting good screens, rolling like we need to, you know, maybe we can give ourselves a shot to win.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today and throughout the entire season this year. Really appreciate it, and best of luck against Horton coming up and also in sub-state as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Oskaloosa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeremy Rockhold here on Locker Room Chat. I had talks with him afterwards, saying he's about 95% sure he'll be taking on Wabunsee in the sub-state. That won't become official until Saturday, so be sure to stay tuned to our website, msdsports.net, for any sort of updates in that regard. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Taylor Insurance and the Barnett Family Funeral Home.